for the solution.
Thanks, Minister. We're out of time. Appreciate your time this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
That was Laurel Broughton, the Ontario Minister of Education, speaking about the Ontario Legislature being recalled for legislation that is going to be introduced to share his thoughts on this issue. We're joined now by Ken Curran. He is the president of the Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation. Hello.
Good afternoon.
What do you think about the provincial government's decision to recall the legislature?
Well, I certainly think it's premature. I certainly think what it's doing is it's almost creating a situation where it would lead to conflict. I think it's unnecessary. As was stated earlier, there were never any plans to take labor action or go on strike in September. This idea about people talking about working to rule, that has certainly never crossed my desk. Is it true that we are taking strike votes? It is. The date was correct, August 27th, that the minister stated. But those strike votes are just part of the process that is enshrined in the Labor Relations Act to garner the members' support for a particular position. It doesn't necessarily mean there will be strike action whatsoever.
So you can assure parents out there that there definitely will not be a strike?
I have said that repeatedly, that our members will be in the classrooms and in the school facilities starting in September, making sure that the student achievement portfolio continues and that we still maintain the best education system in the world.
What about a work to rule?
Work to rule is a type of strike, and to be on strike, there is a process whereby you would apply for conciliation through the Labor Relations Board. You would ask for something called a no-board report. Both of those steps have a time process, a schedule that has to be followed, and we have no plans at this time to even initiate that process.
But the contract rolls over on September 1st, as the minister stated, costing the government an extra $470-some-odd million.
Well, there are parts of that that are fact and part, I think, are misleading. What the minister is referring to are two components of a financial situation, and one is actual cash savings, and the other is something called unfunded liability. There was reference made to the fact that teachers would increase their salary by 5.5% if these contracts roll over. That is entirely incorrect. I mean, that's misrepresenting facts and data. That's misleading to the public. Roughly 61% of educational workers are at their maximum grid level already, which means a wage freeze is a wage freeze. They will get no extra remuneration over the next two-year period. You know, we as a union accepted that and stated that to the government way back in April. So we're talking about 31% of educational workers that will get a raise if the grid is in fact honored. And the average of 5.5% is also misleading. There are different amounts of raises associated with the grid. What we're saying as a union is, you know, we understand that there is a financial crisis. We understand that there has to be savings achieved. And what we're saying to the government, to the minister, to the premier, to school boards right now, because we are actively negotiating with school boards, let's look at other ways to achieve these financial savings.
Any chance that you'll arrive at some kind of an agreement before Monday?
Well, I don't know about before Monday, but, you know, the bill is going to be introduced on Monday. What the time frame is before it passes, or if it passes, is unknown. We're speculating that a lot of this may be tied in from a political sense with the by-elections. We are actively and intensely negotiating with school boards right now. We would hope to come up with an agreement at some point in the near future, which we will present to the minister and have her determine if it is acceptable or not acceptable. But we are following, as I say, the process that we have done repeatedly for quite some time, which is to negotiate locally with the school boards, with those trustees who know what their schools need, who are duly elected, who understand the education system, to come up with some of these solutions.
A lot of people watching this. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you.
Ken Curran is the president of the Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation. He was responding to the decision to recall the provincial legislature 2 weeks early in order to table legislation on a new teaching contract. Here's John.
Well, unfortunately, we have two new problems on the eastbound 4.